Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Derek Bodner, The Athletic Philadelphia, as we talk Sixers. It's the home opener for Brett Brown's squad tonight. Chicago Bulls in town. And Derek, it was a disappointing season opener on Tuesday night as the Sixers struggled up in Boston, lost to the Celtics 105-87. What were your big takeaways from that opening night loss?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest takeaway is just how much the Boston Celtics don't let the Sixers get into their offensive sets, how difficult they make it for Joel Embiid, and how difficult they make it for the people around them. You know, they are a very good defensive team. They were best in the league last year. I expect them to be right at the top of the league this year. And they looked every bit of it Tuesday night. The other main takeaway was probably Markelle Fultz and the struggles that he had and fitting him and Ben Simmons on the court together. And the initial impressions of that were certainly not great.
We heard so much about Markelle Fultz and his work in the offseason. It is one game. It is not fair to draw elaborate conclusions from that. But he didn't look much different to me than the player we saw in a brief stint last year.
No, and the biggest concern is that he just didn't look like he was willing to take the outside shots that he really needs to be successful. He seemed like once he got into like the 14, 15-foot range off the dribble, then he was comfortable pulling up. Anything outside of that, he still looked hesitant off the ball. He looked like he didn't exactly know what his role was. This is going to be very much a gradual progress. It's going to be a learning process. And, you know, Tuesday night was not what you hope to see. Hopefully it's not what you see come February and March and April, but they certainly have worked to get him to where he needs to be.
Tuesday night aside, overall coming into this season, do you think this Sixers team is better than last year, about the same, a little worse? How would you rate it?
I mean, I think they're probably about the same. I think their bench is stronger, although with Mike Muscala and Wilson Chandler out, you're not going to see that right now. But I think it's stronger than it was to start the season. But I think really what you're going to look for in terms of improvement, you're going to look for Joel Embiid to take that next step. You're going to look for Ben Simmons to take that next step. I think they'll be better, but I don't think we're going to, you know, I think you're probably talking about maybe 55 wins over 52, maybe not quite that jump up to 60 and title contention.
Let's talk about tonight. It will be the season opener for the Bulls. What are the keys in this matchup if the Sixers are to grab win number one?
I mean, the key is going to be, you know, getting Joel Embiid comfortable. This is a matchup you really should be able to exploit. The Bulls are going to be one of the worst defensive teams in the year. So can you get Joel Embiid back to how he was playing in the preseason? Can you get Markelle Fultz a little more comfortable and a little more confident to seek out the shots that he needs to seek out? If they do either of those two, I think they'll be good to go.
And we know, obviously, Embiid, Simmons, and a lot of eyes on Fultz. Is there a guy you're keeping an eye on this season that could really kind of be, I don't know if I want to say a difference maker, but a guy that's not being talked about but could end up playing a pretty significant role?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy that looked a little more, you know, a little more ready than expected was Landry Shamet, the 26th pick in the draft out of Wichita State. The Sixers really need a perimeter player, a guard who can shoot. They're running out a lot of lineups right now. Ben Simmons, Markelle Fultz, TJ McConnell, where a lot of the point guards are hesitant to shoot. They need some scoring punch. They need some shooting to space the floor from that two or that three guard spot. And I think Landry Shamet has the capability to shoot. The question is whether or not he's going to defend enough at a high enough level. So far, I think he's looked like he could hold his own at least a little bit. If he can do that, I think he can grow into a role that this team needs.
Derek Bodner, The Athletic Philadelphia, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for the Sixers home opener. Tonight they host Chicago. Derek, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
Easiest way is just on Twitter, at Derek Bodner NBA.
Derek, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.